Welcome back to CyberWatch, where today we're unpacking Google's Salesforce-related data theft and Gemini AI calendar vulnerabilities, SonicWall's Phantom zero-day SSL VPN scare, and Telegram's new anti-phishing shields amid alleged Russian hacks, all to help you stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. Next up in Google's security roundup, 1. Salesforce-related data theft. Google confirmed that UNC6040, linked to the Shiny Hunters group, breached its Salesforce instance back in June. Stolen data, primarily small and medium business contact details and company names, obtained via a phishing auth abuse scam. Google stresses that no sensitive user account credentials or passwords were compromised and considers the impact limited. 2. Gemini AI and calendar vulnerabilities. A nasty bug in Google Calendar once let attackers hijack Gemini agents and leak user data, now fully patched. Security researchers showcased promptware attacks. Poison calendar invites or emails trigger invisible instructions to Gemini, enabling smart home takeovers, think lights off, thermostats reset. Google has rolled out fixes. At Black Hat, teams demonstrated exploiting these prompt injections to break into Google Home devices. Google worked quickly on mitigations. 3. New AI-powered scams and phishing alerts. Gmail users are being targeted by an AI-driven scam that lures victims into surrendering passwords. Google paid ads inadvertently promoted fake Tesla sites, underscoring phishing risks via its ad network. A similar Google Ads campaign impersonated the Aave DeFi platform, duping crypto investors. 4. Android and Qualcomm security patches. In its August security update, Google patched 6 Android vulnerabilities, including 2 critical Qualcomm flaws already exploited in the wild. Users are urged to install updates and restart devices immediately. Separate fixes addressed a months-old Pixel phone bug alongside a newly discovered critical flaw. 5. Broader open source and Linux flaws. Google's AI vulnerability researcher, Big Sleep, uncovered 20 security issues across popular open source projects. Project Zero reported CVE-2025-38236, a Linux kernel bug, allowing full kernel control from the Chrome sandbox plus a zero-day in the Linux packet scheduler exploited at kernel CTF events. 6. Chrome Chromium Security, a critical XML external entity, XXE flaw in Chromium, could let attackers read local files. Google rewarded the finder with a 6-figure bounty. Bottom line, Google's ecosystem has faced multiple intrusion and phishing attempts, from CRM breaches to AI-powered smart home hacks. But swift patches and clear communication mean users can stay safe by applying updates, scrutinizing unexpected invites, and using strong, unique passwords. Next up in SonicWall news, SonicWall has been scrambling to assess a suspected zero-day in its Gen 7 firewall's SSL VPN after a sharp uptick in Akira ransomware strikes. Here's the quick rundown. Initial alerts warned of a brand new zero-day vulnerability being exploited to bypass MFA, drop ransomware payloads, and even load custom Windows drivers to evade AVEDR. Organizations were urged to disable SSL VPN, take devices offline, and apply emergency mitigations. SonicWall's own forensics and third-party teams dug in and concluded there is no unknown zero-day. Instead, attackers are abusing CVE-2024-40766, a vulnerability disclosed and patched earlier this year. Legacy password use and misconfigurations have also played a part. Despite the false alarm on a fresh floor, the incident underscores the importance of swift patching, credential hygiene, and restricting VPN access only to hardened endpoints. SonicWall has issued an urgent advisory and customers should verify they're running the latest firmware. Industry observers, including Arctic Wolf, report roughly 20 organizations hit so far, with the pace still picking up. The Akira gang continues probing for any unpatched SonicWall SSL VPN instances. And in broader security headlines, Security Weekly News. This week covers everything from new MFA bypass tactics and the BIOS Shade Rootkit to vulnerabilities in smart sex toys and fresh FBI warnings on extortion frameworks. US authorities seize millions in illicit assets, and YouTube-based crypto scams reportedly drained about $900,000 in Bitcoin. At Black Hat USA 2025, researchers detailed multiple SMA 100 series flaws, CVE 2025-40056, 40597, 40598, and their theoretical use in Akira-style break-ins. Bottom line, whether it's a loud zero-day rumor or a long-known CVE, securing your firewalls and VPNs and keeping them up to date is non-negotiable. Stay safe, stay patched. And now, coming up in Encrypted Chat headlines. First off, experts around the globe are reminding us just how critical cybersecurity has become, and they're pointing to Telegram as a model for secure messaging. In response, Telegram has rolled out fresh anti-phishing shields and new encryption tweaks to keep your chats and your data locked down. But it hasn't been all smooth sailing. A Russian security outfit recently claimed to have poked holes in Telegram's defenses, allegedly exposing data on more than 500 million users. Alongside that, reports keep trickling in of malicious bots and APK campaigns on the platform that siphon personal information or push malware. In one incident, a compromised Telegram bot leaked private details. In another, a so-called fake update tricked unsuspecting users into giving up their credentials. Russian authorities, meanwhile, are taking a hard line on illegal activity in Telegram channels, busting outfits tied to drug trafficking, money laundering, extremist content, and even illicit crypto mining. They've blocked dozens of crypto wallets, arrested hackers distributing malware, and warned the public against unofficial VPNs and shady third-party apps. Telegram's answer, constantly refining its security protocols, rolling out new encryption methods, urging everyone to keep apps up to date, and publishing safety advisories whenever a fresh malware threat emerges. And before we move on, over in WhatsApp land, Meta has activated a safety overview for group chats, introduced scam alert banners, and purged some 6.8 million accounts linked to global fraud rings. It's clear that both major messaging services are racing to stay one step ahead of cyber criminals and keep our conversations private and protected. That's your rundown of today's Telegram and WhatsApp security headlines. Stay safe, stay updated, and we'll be right back. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Stay safe online and don't miss next week's cybersecurity episode, dropping weekly.